Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Nice try, man, mother.
I had it.
We've been gone for an effing week, and I come in, and that's the first thing I got to deal with, you stupid son of a bitch. Welcome back. It is a Monday morning. We are live. We missed you oh so much.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Bring it, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
So, okay, it's been more than a week.
Yeah.
It's been like 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already sick, you stupid face. It is going to be another hot one today.
Yeah.
70 degrees right now. I'm going to go up to the low 80s. Heat index a little bit higher. Then the blast furnace goes back on. Could be diddling 90 both Tuesday and Wednesday. Is it just me, or is the sun closer to the earth?
Yeah, I think we moved a little bit close.
I'm serious, man. Yeah. I'm walking my daughter at a hockey tournament over the weekend. I'm walking into the rink yesterday, and I could feel the sun on my shoulders through my shirt. What the F is going on?
Yeah, it was rough.
Did you guys have a good break?
Did, yeah.
I got a lot accomplished. Great staycation.
See, it's funny because you had to go out of town
for
a wedding.
Yep.
Okay. I went out of town for the 4th with my family, went out to Boston. And then you, the man who always makes fun of staycations.
Yeah, got it all done. It's all done.
Stayed home like a poor ass bitch.
Man. That's all I did was work and spend money. And we didn't do nothing.
The staycation is always more expensive than the actual
vacation. Oh, my God.
You're constantly looking for stuff to do.
And it's not just that. When you're sitting around the house, you notice things that are, you know, that you wouldn't normally notice just walking around, and you got to go, I got to pay to take care of that. I'm telling you, man, like, if you're looking to save money, the staycation is not the way
to
do it.
What's that?
Go somewhere cheap,
mm-hmm.
like Boston. Can we talk about lobster rolls for a second?
Sure.
Okay. Delicious.
Okay. No, they are delicious.
It's lobster mayonnaise.
What problem do you have with lobster rolls?
Okay, so first of all, I'm more of a butter hot lobster roll guy.
Butter?
Yeah.
Hot roll?
Well, look, if I'm paying for the lobster, I don't want to taste the mayonnaise. I want to taste the actual lobster.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I was on the road doing comedy,
yeah.
and granted, this was like 20, 25 years ago, you could go to New England anywhere and get like a $7 to $10 lobster roll.
Yeah, but yeah, okay.
That was the draw of going, and I understand, yes, inflation, whatever.
Yeah.
That was the draw of going to New England is lobster was super cheap.
Yeah, just right there.
Yeah, just pulling lobsters out. You open a drawer, there's a live lobster there. Yeah. That's my lobster now. You want to know what lobster rolls cost now? Because I didn't look.
Directly from the source.
Oh, my God.
I know it. Like, sometimes they have them at Wegmans, like at the sandwich board thing. And, yeah, they're quite
it's gotta
pricey.
It's got to be like a minimum of $20.
Oh, no.
Right, it's a minimum of $20.
$20 don't get you the wrapper.
What do you want, the lobster's beehole? That's what you get, a lobster beehole roll.
Well, there's that lobster roll truck there, about like $20, $25.
Okay. I made the mistake of going. We went to this, like, I guess, like, my wife loves Instagram. For all, like, the travel stuff.
Sure.
Right? And it's, you know, it's like, we walk around bus with me for 24 hours. I had to go to check out that.
Yeah.
So it's this, like, shack down by the seaport in Boston.
Okay.
I think it's famous. I don't know. I've never heard of it. So we're going to go down there. So we walk down. And we get in line, and I make the mistake of not looking at the prices because it was just like the menu. They didn't
You're already there. You're not going to walk away, so why bother?
But here's the thing. They didn't even have the prices on the menu, which should have been red flag one.
Yeah.
Two, there's a ton of tourists here. Should have been red flag two.
Okay.
All right. So, but I ignore both of these red flags because I'm an idiot. So we get four lobster rolls.
Okay.
I was anticipating, Kimmy, spending like $70.
Under 100.
Under $100.
Yeah, you ain't. There's no way that.
So for
that,
four lobster rolls.
They had to be $35 a piece.
Oh, I would. Why, did you have a coupon?
Wait, it was more than that?
I spent $180 on four.
Wait, no, how much were they a piece?
Well, I
can't do that.
Were they big at least?
Like, was it a decent size lobster roll?
Yes, it was a big lobster roll.
But that should be like a foot long, like Subway lobster roll, man.
Like, you know how close I was to being like, forget it? Like, if my family was not with
me. You say $180?
$180.
And this isn't a sit down restaurant.
No, this is like a shack on the side of the road with like picnic tables. Yes, it was Okay, I take it back. There were some drinks in there, so take $3 a soda times four. So let's go with $168 for four lobster rolls.
That's insane.
They were over $40 a piece. It was and you didn't even get chips. It was just...
Wait, there's no side?
No, it was just...
No French fries?
What the hell happened? Because like, here's the thing. The lobster roll is the average man's accessibility to lobster.
Yes.
Right? That's what I always thought. Yeah. Right? Like, I'm not.
It's a lobster sandwich, basically.
Thank you. I'm not going to sit down at a restaurant and go, I'd like a full lobster, please, because I don't own a railroad. You know what I'm saying? So I'll take it on a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Holy bro.
That's insane.
And like, I watched my daughters had never had them before.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, my youngest, I watched her take a bite and she, like, made the tiniest, like, face.
She didn't like it.
She saw my face and didn't. It's like, oh, it's good. I mean, you better eat that effing lobster roll.
Yeah, but you want her to enjoy it, but at the same time, you don't want her to enjoy it too much.
Yeah.
Or now she wants lobster rolls regularly.
Hey, that goes into rotation.
Yeah, I don't care. That ain't happening. You can ask me all you want for lobster rolls. Like, I made a vocal noise when he told me, because it'll be 180. I literally said, good.
So I got, the first time I took my wife to Cape Cod to see my brother, we went out for one.
Oh, excuse me.
With that story, you're going to ooh me?
I didn't know. So you can't ooh me. I was unaware.
Buck 80 sandwich.
You're out there at Cape Cod. It's a Cape Cod lobster roll, Kerry.
So we were going to split one, right? Just a little snack. And that thing was like $30. And I was shocked.
Was it big enough to split? Because sometimes they're small.
Yeah, it wasn't that big. Yeah. But we're having a couple of drinks, split it in half. Because I remember seeing them at Wegmans, and they were like $10, $12. And that's what I think I'm getting. I figure it's even cheaper because I'm by the lobster.
Right,
house.
Because you're there.
The house of the lobster is there.
Thank you. One of the worst animal songs of all time, The House of the Rising Lobster. Look, when I vividly remember, even being a broke comic, when I was going through New England,
you could get them.
I could spend $10 on a lobster roll, and I felt like a millionaire. Like, that's what I was anticipating. I felt like such an idiot. Such an idiot. And then I'm looking at the suckers behind me. Like, I almost turned around and was like, you guys don't understand.
Go back.
People of the line, give me your attention. You do not know what you're about to do.
Oh, God.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. You were in an expensive city, too, weren't you?
No, not really. We were kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like we were directly in the most expensive part.
I thought you went to the newest white girl central area. Not Nashville anymore.
Charleston.
Yeah. We're going to Charleston.
We were in South Carolina, but not like north of Charleston.
Okay, so, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Kind of like a beach town. Wasn't too bad.
Can I bitch about something else?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because we're talking about, you know, traveling and everything, 4th of July vacations in the summer. I know you're like I am, where when I go to a city, I just want to go walk around the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go where the locals go.
Yeah, you see what's happening.
And like, my wife is the exact opposite. She wants to go to all of the places where like social media influencers tell her she should go.
Yes.
Which are not the local places. Not the local places. Like, I don't know if how many.
And by the way, you'll see them as you're walking. You'll pass through it.
Thank you. Thank you. Like, I know we can find cheap food here.
Yeah.
I know we can find cheap things to do here. Just let me work.
Yeah.
I'm like a pig looking for truffles.
It'll come to you.
Thank you. But no, we went to Quincy Market twice.
Oh, God.
Now, for those that are not familiar with Quincy Market, it's like an ancient, old.
It's like an outdoor market, basically, in and out. Like, you can walk all over. There's a million restaurants
shopping,
in there.
Food, everything.
And it was like one of the original markets in America. Yeah. Now it's just stalls for, like, tourist food. But it's all unbelievably overpriced tourist food.
Now,
you want another fun thing?
What?
And thank God I showed her the price. Bread bowl, lobster chowder.
Oh, man. Ooh, that
sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good, right?
Lobster chowder.
$55.
No, just wait.
Well, that's made to share, no? Or is that like
No, it's a bowl of soup.
Yeah, not for me. It's not. I'd eat the hell out of it.
You don't share chowder.
Yeah, true.
How do you split soup?
I pictured a big bowl. I don't know.
There are several New Englanders that have that tattooed on their arms. You don't share chowder.
No, you don't.
No, but like, it's an effing bread bowl out of a goddamn, it's like, it's a stall. $55.
God damn. I'm staying. I guess I should have stayed home.
Bro, I was so mad. Like, we ended up, there was a Raising Cane's chicken.
Okay.
I do like Raising Cane's.
So I never had it before.
Yeah.
Again, I was like the kid.
But it's a chain.
Yeah, it's a chain chicken place. It's like, you know, Chick-fil-A they have in the South.
Yeah.
I'd never seen one before. It's like, oh, it looks like fun. Let's save $80 on a meal by going to get fast food chicken.
Wait, that was expensive too?
No, I'm saying like compared to everything else. Oh. Like that was fast food prices. Still, I sound like my old man. Jeez.
Too much. And they throw it at you.
They
throw it at you.
I should have had him share a drink.
I got majors at home for half the price.
The other thing too. All right, now I'm just going on full rant. Yeah. Full old rant as we talk about.
You had a good
about.
Vacation.
Well, yeah. No, look. I mean, it was fun.
Yeah.
Other than all of it.
Parking all your money over there.
Okay, you know, we're back live this morning talking about vacation and where we were in Boston. My wife does this other thing.
What's that?
So we're staying in a hotel, obviously, right? We're in a hotel. Mm-hmm. In a hotel. And the point of going on a vacation is to, like, go places and, like, try new stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, when we would go to dinner, every single time, my wife would order too much food, my kids would order too much food, and they'd go, we'll just bring it back to the hotel.
Where are you going
to
put it?
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's probably seafood, right?
Yeah, a lot of it was seafood.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So, like, we have the tiniest fridge. But here's the thing. Like, there's no leftovers because tomorrow we're going to do more things.
Yes.
So it's not like you're going to be like, hey, let's stop our Boston vacation for an hour so we can eat our leftovers.
In the room.
And with no microwave.
Yeah.
What did...
Yeah, just sit on the edge of the bed and eat my chowder.
So by the end of the 3 days, we just... It's like a pyramid of foam cases jammed into this tiny refrigerator that nobody was going to eat. And my wife, she tried to talk me into driving it back from Boston.
Wait, it's 3 days old.
Really?
Yeah, 3 days old, and it's a six-hour ride home.
I think it's going to be rancid.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fine. We'll eat on the way home. New car. No. No. And two,
you took your new ride.
Well, yeah, man.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was a good time.
Look at you stepping up.
What do you mean?
New car.
No big deal.
$180 sandwich.
Still so. Bro, I want to go back.
Well, could you at least enjoy the sandwich?
No, because it costs that much money.
I really enjoyed every bite of that thing.
I can't because now my head's just stuck that I'm getting screwed.
I would have convinced myself that it was the greatest sandwich ever.
No, look, I'm not. It wasn't a bad. It was a good sandwich.
Yeah.
But every bite of it was with contempt.
Yeah.
I was just angry the entire time I was eating the sandwich. And, like, it could have been the world's longest sandwich, which it wasn't. Yeah. But even if it was 3 feet long, when I got to the end of that sandwich, I was like, that's it. Spent all this money until I got a sandwich. $180 for four sandwiches.
That's insane.
Yeah, no kidding. It's insane. Out of my effing face.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know, compared to like 50 years ago,
okay,
gender roles aren't really a thing anymore.
No, no.
A woman can do whatever a man can do.
Damn straight,
that's
buddy.
That's right. But for
your
some
lady? Ma'am?
For some reason, this specific thing, nobody has updated it at all.
Okay.
You never see women doing this, which is what makes this story so much more bizarre.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy,
mm-hmm.
This story comes to us from Wayne County.
What happened?
A 20-year-old woman has been arrested after police say she took fishing equipment that wasn't hers.
Oh.
Like out of a store?
No. It seems that this was owned personally by somebody else.
Wait, she swiped
at
somebody's tackle box?
This is what it sounds like. Okay. And here's where it gets weird.
She's a young thing. She's 20?
Okay, could you?
Young thing?
Wow.
But she is.
Yeah, because she's not. That's the creepiest.
See, this is what happens when we're gone for a week.
She's that bad.
She's a young thing.
We're 27 minutes into the show. Can we stop with the young things? Yeah. What are you, writing a Jerry Lee Lewis song? You're the young thing, and I'm going to marry her. She's my cousin. She's 12.
She ran off of my tackle box and my heart.
Here's where the story gets weirder.
What?
All right, I'm going to read you a quote.
Ready? Yeah.
Quote. She was allegedly caught stealing several fishing poles and other gear belonging to another individual. According to investigators, the victim had previously warned this woman not to use the equipment and later observed her taking the items without permission.
So was it taken out of their house?
It's what it sounds like.
Or were they fishing and they walked away?
It says don't take the stuff.
All right. So she'd been warned.
Yes, she had been warned.
Stop using my pole, woman.
According to the story. And here's the thing.
What?
Normally, we do not share the names of people that are accused of crimes.
Yeah, but I'm guessing this is a whopper.
I mean, bro, the woman accused.
How country?
The 20-year-old woman accused of stealing the fishing equipment is named Melody Fish.
No.
No.
Hand to God.
Wait.
Hand
her last name is Fish.
Her last name is Fish. Kimmy, I will show you the story right here.
Well, that name was just going to drive you to a life of crime fishing related.
Okay. So, we don't know here if this woman was swiping this fishing equipment, if the allegations are true,
yeah,
if she wanted to use it to go fishing,
mm-hmm,
or she was looking to make a little quick cash by flipping the fishing equipment. I guess there's. It sounds like she wanted to go fishing.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like she did it. She grabbed it before and went fishing.
If the allegations are true.
So how this?
We said, yeah, be cool, bro.
No, I feel bad. This poor kid.
Yeah, so she, you know,
she can't afford to fish. I mean, that's pretty busted, man.
I don't know, man. I haven't gone fishing forever. Yeah, I mean, but it might be expensive now.
No, but I
mean, just
like,
found out four lobster rolls cost $180.
I mean, yeah, I guess maybe if this person had some specific equipment that was higher end.
Maybe.
Okay, so
them fancy fish finders.
The weirdest part of the story, past you have alleged fish equipment larceny, and the woman's name is Fish.
Larceny.
Do either of you know any female fishermen?
No.
Yes, I do.
No, really? Like,
yeah.
Now they go
grew up
out
fishing.
How else would it be?
No,
they take a video of someone else doing it. They watch it later.
Like, no, they go fishing with.
Went fishing with their dad growing up, and I think they go out with him still to go fishing.
Do they go alone?
Yeah, that's my point.
You couldn't come up with that?
No, like a lone lady fisher. Some young thing fishing by herself.
Stop that.
My sister-in-law fishes. I don't know. I guess I don't know if she goes out alone or not.
Wait. She married?
She's married to my brother, yes.
And she goes
my
out.
My sister-in-law is married, yes.
So like he's sitting there. She just grabs a tackle box and a pole and she's going to go fishing?
Yeah.
Is that weird to you?
Yes.
Why?
It just is.
Why?
Ain't natural. Ain't natural for a young thing to go fishing by herself. Bought me one of them fish finders. Ended up at Pat's mama's house.
30 minutes.
Yep.
I have never met a woman.
Mm, me.
Yeah.
Do you know, other than her, do you know anybody else?
Nobody that goes alone, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, so I grew up in the
people
South.
That will go like with family or something.
Yeah. I've never seen a woman out by herself fishing.
I mean, do those women exist? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because I get traditionally,
yeah,
fishing has been a male-dominated hobby. Mm-hmm. But there have been plenty of dads and grandpas, like Kimmy said, that have brought the little girls in their lives fishing with them, right? So you would think they would carry that torch on. And even more bizarre, there has been a boom in other outdoor activities that have pulled women in. Hunting, for example.
Okay.
There are standalone female hunters. They make hunting gear, guns that are pink camo.
Oh, yeah.
They make stuff for you ladies to use the bathroom when you're in the tree stands. Like, there are enough women now hunting where there are specific items marketed towards women.
Yeah.
Yet you never see, and I mean, I'm out of the game, so maybe I'm wrong.
The fishing game?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I've never heard of, like, a fishing line for
hunting
women.
Yeah. Woman hunting's more common. I think, I mean, the people I'm thinking of do both.
Okay.
Like, they hunt and fish. So I don't know if that goes hand in hand.
I'd never known any woman.
End of sentence.
That wanted to touch a live fish.
Is that what it is?
Like, to take it off a hook.
My brother goes with his wife. Like, she probably, I'm guessing she puts the worm on the hook for him.
Really?
Wow.
I mean, I just can't picture my brother doing it.
It is pretty icky.
Fishing's kind of grimy.
So wait, is
and
that?
And slimy.
Grimy and slimy.
Yes. What would that remind you of?
Fishing?
Yeah, just fishing. That's all
that. 252-WCMF, we're talking about a 20-year-old woman out in Wayne County. She was arrested after police say she took fishing equipment belonging to another individual. Even more bizarre, the victim had previously warned this woman not to use the equipment and later, quote, observed her taking the items without permission. So it sounds like she was going to fish, which is a little bit weird because other than Kimmy's sister-in-law, who just mysteriously showed up in this story all of a sudden, there aren't really any women fishermen. I've never driven by the canal and seen a woman standing
alone.
There. Yes, with a pole in the water.
Bait box. Just hanging out.
Because, like, here's the thing, too, about, like, touching. I get that touching the fish is gross, and, like, a lot of women don't want to touch the fish. Like, God forbid there's a bug in the house.
Yeah.
But, like, I would think that's less gross than putting a hole in a deer.
Right.
Because you got to drag that sucker out of the woods, too.
That's
true.
Yeah. I don't even think there's any, like, professional, you know, those professional bass fishermen. I don't think there's any chicks in that sport.
Kimmy, can you Google female professional bass? There have to be. There have to be.
You never hear of it.
Well, how often are you watching fishing shows?
I know.
This ain't the late 80s anymore.
How up on your fishing game are you?
So when I watch college football game day in the mornings, they always run those shows, like, you know, coming up next, you know, on these other channels. It's always dudes.
Okay. Female bass anglers are increasingly making their presence known in the sport. There are notable female bass anglers like Melinda Hayes who have achieved significant wins in professional leagues.
All right.
If you told me to come up with a name for Melinda a female Hayes? Bass, Melinda would have been the name.
That's a good Southern name.
But she doesn't. She's a little older, yes. She's been in the game for a while.
How old are we talking?
I don't know how old this picture is.
How's she look?
That shouldn't matter, Pat, but I want to know.
I would put her in her 50s.
Okay.
Yeah, she can't. No woman that's been fishing her whole life is good looking.
But again,
in her 50s.
Like, that's somebody that's won a bunch. That's showing.
She's been out on the water smoking Virginia Slims in the sun for 50 years.
You know, you bring up the fishing shows.
There was a fishing time.
In the late 80s, early 90s, where every channel you turned on Sunday morning had a fishing show
and
on.
And you always had a celebrity on. Yeah, like, Bobby Knight's coming out with us. He's going to punch a fish.
And it was that guy. It was always the guy who wore the Tennessee Volunteers hat. What the hell was his name?
Yeah.
Okay, there's another woman who's a well-known angler named Christine Fisher.
No.
Oh, okay.
Shut up.
Fisher.
So is it only women with fish in their last name that are real? Okay, fine. Are other men, let's assume here that even with the strides we've made in female bass fishing that we're learning about here, you know, most women don't fish. Are other men the reason women don't want to fish?
because of how we treat.
What do you mean, like getting out there? I would think, though, it's a pretty individual thing. Like, unless you don't have to be really interact with anybody.
Unless you're like standing on a shore. Let me put it this way. If I'm out in a boat with a guy,
yeah,
or I'm on the shore fishing, fishermen in general love to give tips when those tips are not wanted.
Yes.
Now throw in the fact that they'd be looking at a woman on their own fishing, right? That dude is going to give the most disrespectful direct. What you got to do is put the worm on the hook first and then drop it into the water. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's not the calming experience for women.
Yeah,
unless
probably isn't.
They're in some like isolated space where they're not coming
sure
across.
You could find an isolated space, though. I mean, there's enough spots around where you could go kind of hide out for a while.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I used to, when I was in high school, me and my buddies would go fishing like out in Long Pond or off the pier.
I've seen people do it on like the little kayak boats.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, I didn't have kayak money, Kimmy. But like, I've never fished in Rochester where there wasn't someone that I didn't know standing next to.
Really?
Yeah. Everywhere I've gone fishing, there's always been a stranger.
Yeah, somebody else out there doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Because it's that area where the fish are. At the old fishing hole.
Hey, it's where all the fish is.
Right, so you're going to get guys, that's where they're going to all stand.
But that's what I mean. Like, if I'm a woman, and I know that this man is not going to respect my fishing prowess, and I don't feel like talking about fishing with a guy who's going to tell me things I already know, why the hell even go out and do it in the first place?
Yeah, the hell it is.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
By the way, Dave writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Bill Dance was the Tennessee hat guy's name.
Bill Dance?
Bill Dance.
That's right.
According to Dave.
He's the guy that took the celebrities out all the time.
Yeah. Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
How bad was entertainment in the late 80s,
early
90s? Oh,
it was bad, bro.
No, where we're like, hey, I'm going to watch another guy fish. Because fishing in on its own is boring.
Yes. And they're just, Well, that's a big one, right? He's got a big one right there.
You're just watching a reel of fish.
And you can't even see the fish yet. You can just see the line scooting around.
The only interesting, like, I guess, fishing show I've ever watched that kind of hooked me in was that River Monster show, but even then they ran out of monsters.
Oh, is that the show where they examine?
They're like, they find like these really unique, huge, like...
Oh, like Amazon stuff?
Yeah.
So to her point, this is a real thing. You can Google it. They were so good. These scientists were so good at finding these things that they ran out of things to find in the third season.
The mystery's over.
Yeah. Oh, we got them all?
They just canceled the show. All right, so listen. All you ladies out there that are into fishing, get out there and do it.
Drop a line, man.
Don't let anyone stop you. And if you're looking, do you think that those old fishing shows are on streaming services somewhere?
Oh, there's probably still fishing shows, period, right?
Well, you said, I haven't seen one. You said they're on ESPN after
college games? So they run all those, it's all those outdoor things.
Okay. Sit in a tree stand with us. Watch us shoot a deer.
There's one where they just take you offshore with the big fancy boats going for like marlin and big old sailfish.
That is exclusively for guys your age.
Yes.
Sounds like the most boring show of all
time. Millionaire fishing.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
People have been waiting on this for years, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
In fact, when it was rumored Rochester was getting one, people started popping champagne bottles.
Damn.
But right now, it seems like a weird time for this to happen.
Yeah.
And I think it's fair to wonder, when they build this, if anyone will come.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
We are getting an IKEA.
Finally.
Okay, we're not getting an IKEA.
Yeah.
But there will be an IKEA closer to us than ever before.
Damn.
The Swedish furniture store announced they are opening up an IKEA in Destiny, USA, the mall in Syracuse.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
It will be the first upstate New York location in the store's history. Before this announcement, if you wanted to buy from IKEA, you either had to do it online, which is no fun.
Mm-hmm.
Go to New York City, where they have two
New
locations.
York City.
Or take a trip across the border to Burlington, Ontario.
That's foreign soil.
It is on foreign soil. But that is the closest IKEA to us as of right now. Is the Syracuse IKEA going to be successful?
I guess because it's New York, it's all like really cheap crap, isn't it?
See,
like,
I don't know.
I mean, not like crap, but like you had to assemble it yourself.
I mean, you're right. It's known to be like a more affordable stuff. But I think the catch is putting it together.
Okay, so
It's near a college, so kids want.
Yeah, I remember a lot of kids shopping for stuff like that.
So you're near Syracuse, so I think that's why they put it there.
Okay, so let's break this down, because I think there was a time.
There was a cheap time.
Thank you, where IKEA was viewed at as the, like, cheap-ass furniture. Right.
Yeah, like, just starting out stuff.
Exactly. However,
there are other places and websites that have kind of popped up, which I kind of thought people that didn't have an IKEA substituted it for.
But, Kimmy, it also feels like people that have money brag about having stuff from IKEA. It's
really
become like a higher. I mean, if I'm wrong, tell me.
I haven't experienced it really, so I don't know.
So I've been inside an IKEA.
Stop.
No big deal. Twice.
Damn.
I've never bought anything from IKEA except for the Swedish meatballs in the food court, which we'll get to in just a second.
Yeah, they have their own line of food,
and it's delicious. It is absolutely delicious.
They sell it at Wegmans.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. There's a couple of things that are like that can't be the furniture store.
Wait, I did not know that.
I've been going all the way to Burlington, Ontario for Swedish meatballs, and I could have been getting them.
I don't know if they got the balls, but they got the jar stuff.
Okay, so if you've never been to an IKEA. Yeah. They have their own food court where they sell traditional Swedish dishes, the meatballs, some fish stuff, some weird vegetables, and you can buy it frozen at their stores. I didn't know they carried it at Wegmans, too.
Yeah. Wegmans.
You got that going for
you. Yeah.
So I don't know if this is, because like, here's the thing, if it's cheap and that's what people are looking for, this will be successful.
Yeah.
Right? But if it's more trendy and higher end, which it feels like IKEA has become, it feels like a weird time to open the first IKEA in upstate New York.
Yeah.
Why weird, though? What do you think?
Because, nobody's got any money right now.
Yeah, I kind of thought that go ahead.
I think the economy was good.
Yeah?
Everything was slammed. Everything's slammed.
Yeah, nobody's got any money left because everything was slammed. Economy's good.
Didn't we do a story a while back about IKEA closing stores?
Yeah, because the word was they were going to open one in Rochester.
Yeah.
Then they pulled back.
Yeah. And then we're not opening. They were going to open where the hospital is now, or the doctor's office.
Yeah.
At Market.
Yeah.
So you're saying bad economy.
Seems like you're right. It's a weird time.
And it's a foreign business. I don't know what
The tariff's going to whack you.
I don't know what the tariff is on Sweden. I don't even know if they make their stuff in Sweden.
Are we pissed off at Sweden?
I don't know. I don't know who we're pissed off at this week.
Oh.
Every week it's 10, 30, 45, 10, 15. I don't know. Whatever. No. I mean, can anyone keep it straight?
No.
Seriously. I have no idea what is happening. What's on? What's off? Fights back on. It's like a bunch of middle school kids. Oh, Steve and Jake are fighting. Fights off. Fights on. Fights off. Fights on. But, like, yeah, man, you got a foreign company, makes their stuff out overseas, It's not a necessity.
No.
Right. It's not milk and eggs and bread. It's not a vehicle. I mean, it's furniture.
It's a desk and a chair.
Exactly. I can sit, put my laptop on my lap. I don't need a desk.
Okay.
I don't know. It just seems like a weird time.
My question, too, is just because I'm somebody that's never been inside an IKEA, how different is the experience compared to, like, you know, your standard, like, discount furniture store?
So it is very weird. 252 WCMF, again, IKEA announced they are opening their first ever upstate New York location in Destiny, USA, and it feels like a weird time based on how badly this has been wanted for over a decade here. It's a maze. So, Kimmy, when you walk into IKEA, you have to walk through, like, all of IKEA unless you want to double back. Like, it's designed for you
one way in.
Yes.
And see everything.
You got it.
So it's all, like, on display, though, right?
Yes. And then you buy it and
you put
it
in a box.
You can buy like whole kitchens and stuff, right? Like you can buy like whatever room you want furnished they have there. Do they come and install it or you just get it all in boxes?
I think you just get it in boxes.
Okay.
Unless, yeah. I mean, 252 WCMF.
Some Swedish guy coming over working your house.
What would that sound like?
Good luck.
Dance monkey.
I don't know.
You had a week off. You can't do Swedish?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I could do what I need to do. With your furniture.
Is that right? Chef, he could have just blurred something out.
Glurgin, flurgin, blurgin, glurgin.
Yeah.
Andy Kaufman, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know what that accent was.
Doing latke.
I don't know.
All right, so, look, I know that there are a significant amount of people that have traveled to Burlington, Ontario simply to buy stuff from IKEA. So if you are investing that kind of money, it's either so cheap it's worth it or so inexpensive it's worth
it. Because how do you come across the border with furniture?
Okay, so what's weird is if you Google it, there's an IKEA pickup location in Buffalo.
Oh,
I don't know what that means. So if you order stuff, you can just go pick it up there?
Why wouldn't
you
from Toronto?
I don't know.
Well, because maybe you want to see what it looks like in person.
No.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I get
it.
I'm
too old for furniture.
You've never been to an IKEA before?
No, I mean, I'm old.
Okay.
What am I buying furniture for now?
Well, it'll be the last furniture you ever buy.
Yeah, the next one is a box. They do, like, make your own, put your own coffin together.
No, they do sell a coffin, the coffin schlugen. That's the other thing. All of the furniture has, like, joke Swedish names.
Oh.
Like, Kimmy, can you Google some of the furniture names from IKEA?
You don't think of Swedish people having a sense of humor.
How many Swedish people do you know?
None.
Okay.
I want to keep it that way.
Swedish chef is pretty funny.
Who?
Flurgen Blurgen. The chef from the Muppets.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. You're talking about the doll?
He's got the people hands. She's talking about the doll. It's a Muppet, man. It's
a Muppet's a goddamn doll.
Okay.
They're kind of just first names, like Billy, Alex.
Okay.
Malum.
Oh, are there like funny names like Plop and Fanny?
Clippin', I don't know.
Clippin' holder.
Did you say I thought it was funny names and then you said Ploppin' Fanny?
And Clippin' holder.
Oh, wait, we're crushing.
And a Clippin' holder.
Why? That's Irish. What are you doing?
I sounded more German.
How are you so bad at Swedish accents? All right, I want you to think
about it. Because I never hear Swedes talk.
I want you to think
about
it.
Unless it's the Olympics.
Jimmy, can you pull up what a Swedish accent sounds like so Tommy can get his...
But nobody knows. You can't describe it.
Schlingen, flaggen, blungen.
I don't think that's...
That's Swedish, you idiot.
That's the beginning of a song.
Yeah, it's Def Leppard.
Are they Swedish?
Emily writes us on Instagram, getting back to the discussion we were having about IKEA. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get it. She says, it does come in boxes, but there are people you can hire that will put it together. Okay, are those IKEA-specific people, or are you hiring other people to come in and put together?
An outside, like, geek squad people?
Those people exist.
They put it together
you
for
you. You can find people that...
But then that kind of negates what you just saved on the furniture. I got to pay somebody to assemble it. I might as well just go down to, like, Bob's Furniture here and go just get what I want.
I understand, but, like, the IKEA brand, again, is so trendy, maybe all it's not about wanting to save the money. Because here's the thing, man. I'll say this. I will never buy furniture I have to put together ever again.
Yeah, it sucks.
I would rather go to a thrift store and buy a used desk or dresser or bookshelf than put it together.
Yeah.
Never again. No! It sucks so hard. You ever buy a chair online? And it shows up in a box?
Yes.
They trust you to assemble a chair where people will be sitting?
That's going to hold you and not crack your head open.
Thank you. All right, Kimmy, let me know when we have our Swedish accent so Tommy can get his bearings. So from this point on, he has Swedish.
It's even hard to find it. You can't even think of one famous Swede.
Okay, so this is the actor.
Who?
Hockey player.
Oh, I forgot the hockey.
Marcus Naslund.
Okay, I said famous, not hockey players. Hockey players aren't famous.
Hockey players aren't famous.
Well, get a national contract and we'll talk.
Okay, so this is that actor Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh, yeah, he's super famous.
So this is just a video of him on YouTube teaching you Swedish slang.
Oh, there you go.
A little bit of a Swedish.
Okay, wait,
is that dirty, is it?
Snoop de snook.
Shoo-ka-doo-ka-doo.
See, you're getting it.
Choo-choo-choo-choo.
You're getting it. Okay, I think we got another.
Okay, we got it.
Go ahead, try it, go.
Shoo-ka-doo-doo-ka-doo.
See, that wasn't hard.
Says, have a drink today.
Yeah.
On your face.
Okay.
What?
I don't know.
Drink your face off.
252.
Shoo-ka-doo-ka-doo.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. I'll tell you what sucks. Is IKEA more of a female thing, Kimmy?
I mean, I guess it could be.
It's very sleek and modern, right?
Yeah.
It's more chick.
I would think like most furniture stores are more of a chick thing just because like, how much do you guys care about what you're putting in your house?
Zero. But yeah. I guess like, I mean, we know a woman who used to go to that IKEA in Burlington, Ontario, fill up her car and come back across the border, right? The great thing about the Burlington, Ontario location was it was too far for just like a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you had to make plans around it. And I think that was a barrier enough for most wives and girlfriends to not make their husbands.
The border.
Yeah. Exactly. Now that it's only an hour away when it opens up, there are going to be a lot of dudes.
Oh, yeah.
That get dragged to the mall in Syracuse only to go look at Schmorgenborg and Hagen. That sucks.
And you have the whole mall there, too. So you're going to stick around for other things. I'm sure. It's
massive.
Not going to be just an IKEA trip.
And, like, you're also going to have to, like, put everything in the, like, all these giant boxes full of furniture.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you get home, you're the one that's going to have to put it all
together. Start assembling.
It sucks, man.
I always hate it, too, when they give you these, like, specific tool to put it together. It's like some kind of weird wrench.
Yep.
And it's small and it's flimsy.
Yeah.
And this is the only thing you could do to, like, tighten this thing up.
Oh, you're talking about the wrench and goggin.
Yeah. The wrench and goggin, Dad.
Look at you, man.
Yeah, look at that.
Look, see, what did
I'm
say?
Fluent.
We just had to get him his bearings, and he was going to be the best Swedish impersonator of all time. What's the last furniture piece you put together, Kimmy?
Trying to think. Probably, what was the last? Like a bed frame.
That's not that hard.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
I have a bookshelf that when we bought our house like 11 years ago, I had to put together, and it leans. Like it looks like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and it's full of books.
And it's still there.
I'm not doing
it. It's still standing.
Books
good.
Are there. It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not. I don't care. I don't care. My wife brings it up every once in a while, and I'm like, I don't know how to make it straight again unless we like nail a 2x4 to one side.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think you want to do that. So that's what it looks like. All right. So it looks like the IKEA they're shooting for opening next year.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
So you got that going for
you.
Yeah. I mean, you're going. You're going to get dragged
into this. I can't imagine, like, at our age, we need furniture.
Would your wife just want to go look at
it? Yes.
Yeah. Like, I think people will be drawn to it just because they've never been.
And, you know, it's a perfect day because you can stop in Skinny Alice for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can.
And then make your move on to Syracuse to go to the IKEA.
And then we could probably see the McKinsey Child Sale.
Ooh. Get an $80 lobster roll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.